Greetings. Good afternoon. The Present Truth Program, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Your host, Rick Rodriguez. Bill Gates' patent gives him exclusive rights to computerize humans. Patent number US 6,754,472 BI, June 22nd, 2004. Again, the patent number US 6,754,472 BI, June 2nd, 2004. Method and apparatus for transmitting power and data using the human body. Again, method and apparatus for transmitting power and data using the human body. I'll give you an example. People that have had the COVID shot, that have died, buried, you can pick up a Bluetooth signal coming from the grave. Transmitting power and data using the human body. The official Bluetooth SIG website, text intro downloaded from http://bluetooth.com/text/bluetooth-guide/intro/intro.asp on April 26, 2000. One page. The official Bluetooth SIG website. Text mobile phone. Bluetooth introduction downloaded from http://www.bluetooth.com. Wireless connections made easy. Specifications of the Bluetooth system. Specification Volume 1. Core, December 1st, 1999, pages 1 to 32. What does this mean? It means a lot of things. Number one, this is not new. This has been in the works. It has been known about. The technology, the science behind it, was understood. How to make a human being a transmitting body. We can transmit signals. Quantum mathematics, quantum computing. So what the article is out of Global Research, December 18th, 2022. So this has been out there a while. The patent granted to Bill Gates awarded the self-appointed World Health Czar the exclusive rights to computerize human bodies and use them as local wireless, use them as local wireless networks. The human body is a vibrating, throbbing, pulsing gateway of tubes and tunnels filled with electrolytes and all capable of transmitting information, the lifeblood of the internet and the 21st century. Sounds like something from 2099, doesn't it? It has emerged that the Gates Microsoft was granted exclusive rights to this ability of the body to act as a computer network. Sounds too much like science fiction. But this was awarded, again, the U.S. patent number 6,754,472 Again, the method and apparatus for transmitting power and data using the human body. I repeat this, I'm redundant, because you hear it one time and you can dismiss it too easily. Did anybody, according to the article, consult you about whether you are willing to hand over to Bill Gates of hell the exclusive rights to your body? And I mean this when I say Bill Gates of hell. I mean this. I am very serious about this. This is something you could think that I am being casual about this. I am not. I have mentioned to this audience, Donald Trump is in the Bible, the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the seventh king. Barack Obama is in the Bible in Revelation 17, verse 10. He is the sixth president of seven presidents mentioned in that riddle. He will also be the eighth of the seven. He will have two administrations. I'm not casual about this. I'm presenting this to you so you can remember. I'm not asking you to believe me. I don't care what you think about me. I don't know. I don't care if you think that I'm too far out there. I'm not. I know what I'm talking about. But now going back to Bill Gates. Yes, he is in the Bible too. Revelation chapter 13. He's referred to as a false prophet that works with a individual known as the beast. So he is in the Bible. Again, I'm not concerned about what you may think of me. That's not an issue to me, maybe to you, but you will remember he is in the Bible, and this prophet, this false prophet that works with the beast in Revelation 13, this individual has access to all the digital networks internationally. There's only one man on earth that has that kind of access. Bill Gates of hell. Present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
These are matters that I don't joke about. I'm very serious about these matters that I present concerning Bible prophecy. I'm a Bible prophecy teacher. I've been studying prophecy since 1972. And with the prophecies in the Bible, they are accurate. They are intricate, detailed. They are accurate forecasting. They are perfect. God created the prophecies through his prophets, through Christ's own words, and through the apostles. Accurate forecasting. The problem has always been, for 2,000 years, the interpretation of the prophecies. You cannot interpret certain prophecies until the setting is everything is perfect. You have to have a perfect setting. You can't talk about Armageddon until China has matured as a nation and the societies of the world and the armies of the world. They're not going to come with bow and arrows. Yes, there will be armies on horseback, in tanks, soldiers with weapons shooting projectiles. That could not occur 100 years ago. It can only occur in the coming decade. Bill Gates, he is in the Bible. There's an individual that will, his specialty will be computers. And with the computers, he will be involved in putting together a system in the nation that he is to have his base. And that system that he has been building is a system where you can't buy and sell unless you take a mark, worship an image, or have a number. There's only one man that has access to that whole computer world. He has access to this military, to our military. He knows what's happening with all of our electronics, computing systems. He's tied into Google. He's still very involved. He's still owner of Microsoft. Has worked his way into Apple. Has his tentacles stretch into China, into Europe, to all of the Five Eyes nations, into South America, but mainly in this country. That's what he specializes in, and he is aware of all of the computer technology for climate change, geoengineering, the HAARP system in our country, in Russia, in China. He's in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, called the False Prophet. Now, going back to the article, Bill Gates' patent gives him exclusive rights to computerize humans. What is this in Revelation chapter 13? To computerize humans, to do something to the human body, and you, every transaction, any trading, selling, buying, purchasing, can be tracked. Who you worship. If you're in the military, the mark is for the military. Those that have the mark of the beast end up in Armageddon. That's the military. The worship is the worshiping an image. And the buying and selling is taking a, you have to have a mark, there are three things. You worship, you have a mark, and without the, boy, my mind's going blank. I'll think of it. Without the mark is for the military. Well, I'll go on here and I'll come back to that. Civil liberties groups have expressed outrage over Gates' move to patent the human body. Body parts in this case, skin, should not be in any way patentable, said Jim Thomas of the ETC group, which monitors developments in technology. There are big questions here about whether individuals will be able to refuse this technology if it is used in, for example, tracking devices. Klaus Schwab, his right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari, says there is no question that individuals will have no say whatsoever about refusing this technology. According to Harari, the designer of life will no longer be God. The designer of life, quote, will no longer be God. The World Economic Forum are going to be the designers of the future of life. The designers of the futures of life, future of life. Harari also explains why Gates' patent on the human body is so important. Gates was at the forefront of the computer science revolution, according to Harari, and he is at the forefront of the revolution in biological sciences. Guess what? According to Harari, Bill Gates, two revolutions are about to merge. I'm telling you, this man is in Revelation chapter 13, the false prophet. And his two technologies, these two revolutions, are about to merge. Harari is dropping hints. Gates is remaining coy about what they plan to do to the human body, and to the point whose human bodies they plan to computerize. This is what it says in Revelation chapter 13. Something so diabolical that I'm going to have to look that up. I'm just having a block, mental block here. A number, a mark, and worship. The number of his name, 666, a mark, a barcode possibly, for the military, and those that want to worship, that worship Antichrist, will be allowed to buy and sell. According to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Gates has godlike willingness to experiment with the lives of lesser humans. Quote, Gates' strategy of buying WHO and purchasing control of the U.S. health officials like Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx means the Microsoft co-founder can now dictate global health policies affecting 7 billion and to control the most intimate details of our lives, said Kennedy Jr. on an Instagram page. So here, Gates, his strategy is to buy the World Health Organization. He has this kind of money. But not just money, power. If you think Gates' plans for humanity are disturbing, wait till you meet the people he is collaborating with. I have future programs on this, those that are collaborating with him. Minutes, I don't have enough minutes. I need hours and hours. Matthew Liao, A-L-I-A-O, Liao, a bioethicist at New York University, first presented the proposal in a paper that he wrote in 2012 titled Human Engineering and Climate Change. The crux of the paper argues for the first or for the use of radical biomedical inventions on humans so as to create people who are literally physiologically environmentally friendly. This sounds like hell on earth. The biomedical interventions involve three approaches. These are incredible. Firstly, a eugenics program against tall people. Second, inducing tolerance toward meat. Thirdly, radically lowering birth rates by altering women's cognitive abilities. Altering their abilities to think and reason. Liao states it is necessary to have a eugenics program that breeds tall people out of the population because the increase in human height over the past few centuries has had a negative environmental impact because tall people consume more calories. So let's just get rid of all tall people. What is the definition of tall people? Anybody over 4'6", 5'1", 5'2", eyes of blue, 5'5"? What is the definition? To carry out these programs, Liao has two suggestions. First one being the genetic screening of embryos before the IVF implantation so the parents can have the option to choose children who are likely to be short and small. Short people. Short people have no body. Liao's second suggestion is even more radical and involves injecting children with hormones to severely stunt their growth so they consume less calories when they are adults. Short people have small bodies, have no bodies. As for inducing meat intolerance, Liao uses globalist elite's favorite excuse, climate change, to argue that we must make people allergic to meat. Meat allergies. These people are now, they are acting as God. They are now, have become the gods of the present world. Christ said it would happen. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team has trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6 foot tall aspen clumps are just $119.99 each. 3-year-old Cheyenne privet hedge now gets six for $306. 6 to 8 foot spring snow fruitless crabapple now $139.99. At the Tree Farm,
come see. You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
I'll send you to burn.
Fire.
I'll take you to learn. I'll see you burn.
You fought hard, and you saved and earned.
Well, do you think that these men, appears to me that these men are the gods of hellfire. These men, these people, these rulers of the world, the children of the devil. In the epistle of John, the first epistle of John, I think it's chapter 3, John talks about two types of people. The children of God and the children of the devil. Right there in the black and white in the King James, in the New Testament. The children of the devil. The employees of Satan. Do these people that I'm reading about and what they're presenting, what they're planning, they sound to me like they're the gods of hellfire. Why wait for the devil? These are the people that want to be God. These are the people that are trying to take man, Homo sapien, and change Homo sapien into Homo Borg or Homo Borg. What is it? There's a term. Homo Borg Genesis. Change what God created through Adam and Eve into additional creatures, add to the DNA of people, and they're dual. He go on to say this. I just ended with, they want to choose children that are likely to be short and small, short people with no body. Then secondly, inject the children with hormones to severely stunt their growth for the purpose of consuming less calories when they're adults. Meat tolerance. We must make people allergic to meat by stimulating the immune system against common bovine proteins. Sounds like the gods of hellfire to me. This has taken authoritarianism to a whole new level, far surpassing anything attempted by Mao or in China or Stalin in Russia. Instead of eating meat, or as humans have since the beginning of time, the World Economic Forum wants us to eat Bill Gates' lab-grown meat. The elite also have a thing for cannibalism. The World Economic Forum has aligned transhumanist politician Ben Zion consuming lab-grown meat in what he claims as a historic first. Human, lab-grown human meat as a historic first. This is what Jesus Christ said would happen in the days before he comes, in the decade prior to his return. A 40-year-old Facebook politician turned biohacker claims the lab-grown human meat is from cell cultures that he took from his own skin. I think it is this Liao. From his own skin. Why do they want us to eat crickets, bugs, and lab-grown human meat? It lies in how badly the elite want to humiliate, degrade, and murder us, basically. His suggestions don't stop there. Getting onto the elite's favorite topic, depopulation, and Liao suggests that to lower birth rates even further, the World Economic Forum should pump women full of smart drugs to enhance their cognitive abilities, make them smarter. He arrives at the conclusion that by arguing that the more educated women become, the less children they have. Women with low cognitive ability are more likely to have children before the age of 18. Hence, another possible human engineering solution is to use recognition enhancements such as Ritalin and Modafinil to achieve lower birth rates. Then he goes on, in a published paper a decade ago that caused controversy and was for the most part dismissed as eco-extremism, even by climate change activists, but fast forward to the present day and the extreme bioengineering proposals of the paper are being seriously discussed at the World Economic Forum. So he introduced this, presented this paper a decade ago. Last year in December, for the Davos Summit, the World Economic Forum unveiled its bioengineering framework in a presentation called Three Scenarios for How Bioengineering Could Change Our World in 10 Years. Edible vaccines grown in plants and CRISPR gene editing were some of the highlights of the framework. The presentation was based off a World Economic Forum-sponsored academic paper called Bioengineering Horizon Scan 2020. This is old technology, old plans. As radical as a Matthew Liao's human bioengineering suggestion might seem, their consideration and deliberation by the World Economic Forum should come as no surprise. Bill Gates is a fan of experimenting on the human body, whether his human subjects have given their consent or otherwise. And Klaus Schwab considers bioengineering a key component of his fourth industrial revolution. So this is what is planned. These patents, we have already, with the, they have the graphene, the quantum dots, they have the quantum engineering, quantum mathematics. One of the things that they have found with quantum mathematics, I'm trying to find and look for an article I picked up a couple of years ago. They discovered what the Bible calls the bottomless pit. Somewhere, I got to go back and find the article. But using quantum physics, they found the bottomless pit. This is the pit where the devil is going to be thrown into for 1,000 years, which we're a decade out, or maybe less. And the devil is going to be thrown into the bottomless pit, and he's going to be inoperative. He won't be able to do a thing to deceive anybody for 1,000 years. First thing he does is deceive people when he returns.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deafblind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
I discussed earlier in the week this shift that took place, the age of Aquarius. It did. There was a shift. And this shift took place in the baby boom generation. One thing about the coming rulers of the world, they have matured and they were baby boom generation children. Bill Gates is a baby boom generation individual. Barry Satoru, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, Hillary and Bill Clinton, Macron, most of the leaders of the world presently probably 90% were born during the years right after World War II. And the shift, this new age, took place in the late 60s. And it was a spiritual shift. I had mentioned, I think it was day before yesterday, no, 2 days ago, that, or was it day before yesterday, that with this shift, the best way and the only way you could explain it was a reality in the way that we perceive the world through our senses, but then through quantum physics, through mathematics, there's another way to view life that we see, that we understand, and what we do not see, what is not physical, which is down a rabbit hole, as Carol Lewis explained it. He could only explain it through mathematics. Down that rabbit hole, in that other dimension, we can call it a Stargate, we can call it portals. We have different names for it. This is what they're attempting to do, that the CERN facility in Europe, and what they want to do is they want to cause these atoms to collide and open a Stargate, and they want to keep the Stargate open. They don't want it to open for a billionth of a second and then slam shut. They're trying to break through to, as the Jim Morrison, the Doors, break through to the other side. And it was the greatest explosion during the, right at the time of the shift to the age of Aquarius, the greatest explosion of the occult in the history of the world. The occult, especially in the United States, exploded. Groups, rock groups, Beatles introduced many New Age concepts, New Age beliefs. The Rolling Stones, Sympathy to the Devil, singing a symphony to the devil. This shift that took place back then, from the shift, there has to be evidence of a shift, a spiritual shift. We see the spiritual shift in this country. We see the spiritual shift in Hollywood, into the occult, into dark things. We see a shift in the music world, in the music industry, into, and the shift is directed to witchcraft. With the internet, you can go onto a search engine and you can put in whatever you think you should put in, and you will get concerning white witchcraft, black witchcraft, Satanism, occult holidays. And you will read for years and years and never, ever read at all. The shift took place, and at that time, the shift was from the forces of darkness. The plan, the strategy, was to introduce to all the baby boom generation children, they would begin to dabble in the occult. It would open doorways to witchcraft in their lives and bring curses on their children and their grandchildren and the grandchildren's children. It has happened. And America has, the shift has been from a Christian, Judeo-Christian society to a society of evil, madness, a society where so much sexual perversion, death, ritual, ritual death, child trafficking, human trafficking, the Pizzagate, Jeffrey Epstein, all of this is the fruit of the change that took place when we entered into this age of Aquarius. The only way this will be stopped is through the return of Christ Jesus. That will be the only way this will end. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you.
So the baby boom generation children of the 60s and 70s, the beginning of the final generation, they will be the baby boomers, their children, their grandchildren, and their great-great-grandchildren, and that will be it. And we're in the time of the great-great-grandchildren right now. This is the time now. We have everything, the perfect storm for what Christ said would happen in the years before he returns. There would be no flesh saved. If he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. Men's hearts failing them for fear. There would be distresses. There would be perplexities internationally. No solutions, no answers. And sickness would be the sign, one of the great signs before he returns, but not sickness because of just nature and the general progression of viruses, but sickness due to man creating viruses, bacteria, diseases in a laboratory and leashing it upon the populations of the world. Wars, the wars happening in the Middle East, these were in the are in the scripture. Again, forecast 3,700 years ago by Christ, they would happen. The Gaza war is in the Bible, Psalm 83. There's a coming war. Right now, people are very concerned that Iran and Israel are going to go toe-to-toe. No, they're not. They're not. Israel is going to be restricted to the nation, to the area in Gaza, the West Bank, in the nation of Israel, Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. Iran is restricted to come with Russia. And so Israel is not going to provoke any longer, and Iran is not going to provoke Israel. They're not going toe-to-toe. This is not going to be, this is no longer a cage fight. Everybody's thinking this is going to be a extreme cage, you know, extreme cage fighting. No. Israel has a job. Gaza, Hamas, terrorists, they're not destroying Gaza. They're destroying a Hamas army. They're not destroying Lebanon. They're destroying Hezbollah armies. They're not destroying Syria. They're destroying armies, terrorist armies in Syria. They will destroy Damascus. Israel will invade present-day Jordan. That will happen. But no, Iran and Israel are not going to go toe-to-toe. Nope, that's down the road a ways. The age of Aquarius, the baby boom generation, the final generation, like the final frontier, will continue tomorrow. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com for my programs, the other hosts on KHNC website. And programs are streamed at all times. We'll visit tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.